Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. You call us hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a job.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to the Breakdown Sports Show, or as we call it, BSS Carolinas.
Ain't nothing finer than to be in Carolina.
Oh, Lord. And that was, I ain't going to say anything about that song.
It was my theme song. Yeah.
It probably was.
Dirty White Boys. I'm in here with the Dirty White Boys this morning.
You look like a dirty white boy.
Why I got to look like a dirty white boy? What's going on with that?
Just saying, man.
Come on, man. Give him some break. Hey, he's been in the hospital all night.
Right.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. I didn't have to do much. Just had to make sure she got there safely.
No, man. More moral support, bro. You were there, man.
Yeah, that's more than most folks could say.
Exactly.
So the two voices you hear, of course, is Big Shot Bob and the one and the only, thankfully, Easy.
He got his ass off the couch and decided to come in the studio today.
It's nice to see you.
It's nice to be back. Look, I don't know if I've told y'all this, but my sofa is just so compelling to sit on that once I sit down, it takes an act of Congress to get me up.
That's what your wife said. She did tell me that.
That's true.
I mean, once you get your good spot and your butt cheeks get imprinted into that cushion, man, and it's just the best place ever, man.
Like it's one of them spots. Like you know, when you get a new sofa, it's cool because you like it's everything's new, so you sink into the sofa. Mm-hmm. See, with mine, it's like it's turned into memory foam because it already knows. It's like, oh, Easy's here.
And let's whenever you have companies like, you can't sit, don't you dare sit there trying to mess up my indention. What's wrong with you?
You ain't fitting my chair to you. What is wrong with you?
Right. Happy belated birthday, Rocky.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, man.
How old are you? 53, 54?
You better watch your mouth, man.
I am, man. I'm just
as quick as you got on the show, the quick I'll take you out.
Ooh, man.
That's what my daddy used to
say. I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
I'm just messing with you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Been enjoying the last couple of days. Today should be a good day. Baseball game during the day, football game at night. We'll talk about college football.
You living the life tonight, man. So, well, today. leaving here, going to the baseball game, going to the football game.
Wearing my NC State jersey, supporting another team.
Yeah, man, that's the way to go.
UNC and Carolina officially kicks off Division 1A college football.
Finally.
Yep. It feels like fall is in the air.
It's been too long.
Oh, definitely. We'll try to talk about football for a little bit. But first, let's go around the world. We got a lot of sports news around the world to talk about.
Been all around the world. All around the world.
First story news is Jake Arrieta throws a no-hitter versus the Dodgers. We'll go around the world. The first story we're going to talk about is Jake Arrieta throws a no-hitter versus the Dodgers. Second time the Dodgers were no-hit in 10 days.
As a Dodgers fan, are you worried that your lineup doesn't have enough hitting when postseason arrives?
That worried me at the trade deadline. I knew at the trade deadline we needed something, and I'm sorry, but it's not Chase Utley. But we needed another bat because Jock Peterson had a big home run the other night, though, against Bumgarner.
He did.
So, and we beat the Giants 2 out of 3 games so far. Kershaw had a great game last night, so we'll see what happens tonight. But we needed another bat. I mean, it'd be no hit in 10 days, man. Come on.
But to be up in the third day of September, 6 games in the loss column, you got to feel good about that.
Yeah, no,
you got to feel like you got this division locked up.
I'm just worried about the bats in the postseason.
Definitely the bullpen.
Yasiel Puig is not being great in the postseason. We don't know what Jock Peterson is going to do. You know, since the home run derby, he's knocked a lot. He's batting 130 since the home run derby.
That's what he started the season with. And you were getting on me when he got hot. And I was like, man, I don't know, man.
Dude,
he started the season like garbage.
He didn't start the season garbage. He had a good preseason spring training. You were like, he was garbage in spring training. I was like, no, he batted 300.
Somebody was batting like 125. I swear it was him.
No, I don't think it was him. But because he started strong. You got to remember, he hit home run first game. But anyway, enough about the Dodgers and the Cubs. This is more about Jake Arrieta. The Dodgers even sent him a rubber mound for pitching a no-hitter.
This was the sixth no-hitter this year.
I know.
It is the time of the pitcher.
It is.
We started really to see that 2 years ago, and now it's really starting to take form.
I think it's our batters, too. Everybody swings for the fences now.
The next story we want to talk about was the fan falls from upper deck to his death at Braves game. Just a little bit follow-up about this. He had a medical emergency before he fell. So it wasn't like he was, you know, something at the stadium happened. He had an incident.
And this guy was a lifetime Braves fan, so it sucks that it happened to him.
I guess I'm a lifetime Braves fan, though. He's got to be happy he went out where he did.
Yeah.
Like,
but isn't Turner Field – a lot of people have called Turner Field unsafe.
I said it before the show. I'm not necessarily saying the field or the stadium is unsafe, but certain precautions need to be taken. I understand that you can't go around and put up fences and nets and everything like that, but you had the gentleman die this year. Now, granted, he had a medical emergency. Something happened. He died. You have a fan last year, falls over the same section, and dies. I don't care if he's drunk. If you're going to sell alcohol at your stadium, you need to make sure that it's safe for people to drink at your stadium.
There's not a big enough fence for idiots.
Well, no.
I'm just saying, you know, no disrespect to the Gatfell. I know he wasn't drunk. Supposedly he was, you know, a medical emergency. But there's nothing you can do to keep people – there's nothing you can do unless you stop selling alcohol.
Which that's not going to
happen. Well, it's not going to happen.
But or stop it after 4 or 5 innings.
The stadium's built. There's nothing you can do.
The stadium is not unsafe. I have been there many, many times, and I've not had an issue.
Well,
anytime I've gone, I've never seen an issue in that stadium.
You're not an idiot, or we don't think. Okay? And I, again – when you go two consecutive years and somebody dies at your stadium at the same location, you have to turn an eye to it. You have to start paying attention.
Well, yeah, you
got to
look at it, but there's what can you do for people? You know,
there's probably nothing you can do.
Accidents happen.
But like,
why the fans below didn't try to catch him?
Really?
Then we would have two people dead.
Well, listen, have you guys been to Turnerfield?
I've been to Turnerfield.
Okay. All right, so you got a little bit. You know what it's like. I will tell you where I sit for the Dodgers game against the Braves in the playoffs 2 years ago. When I sit there, it was so high up because I looked out and I'm same height as the city. Okay, as one of the biggest
so
buildings.
You was up there.
I was up there. I was up there.
You was
I'm
up
talking
there.
About. I could touch the back almost. All right, I was so far up, but you know when I was up there, you know I felt fine. Now I'm scared of heights, so I'm up there and where I'm at, I'm like, man, I can't wait for a beer break so I can go get something to drink, and not come back. But I was fine. I mean, you know, I could see somebody being up there and being panicking. And
yeah, but that's not
fall.
Where the problem. That's not where the problem
no,
is.
No, that's where he fell was from upper deck, right?
He fell from the upper deck, but where he fell because we like you know they got the upper deck that has the rail over towards the lower deck. That's where he fell. He wasn't in the nosebleeds are way up. So it's not like he fell 200 feet to his death.
Right.
And that's where the problem comes in. Those nosebleeds in those sections aren't the problem because you have to attempt to fall over. The problem that Turner Field has is when you get to those walking areas on the upper deck, that railing right there is very, very low. And there's nothing you can do to fix it now. It was the construction of the stadium. Most times those railings are, you know, above waist high.
Okay. Listen, first of all, that railing is not that low like it's a kiddie gate.
Well, clearly it's low enough for people to just fall over at ease.
I've walked the area. I never came close to falling.
You're 4 foot tall.
So I'm
the
not
average
4 feet tall,
man
Schmuck.
Is not 4 foot tall.
I don't care if you're 7 foot
well,
three.
It's all
I'm just
for,
saying,
it's
dude.
All for not, man, because they're
dude.
Building a new stadium.
They are.
Rest
they
in
are.
Peace, dude. And just be careful if you're out there at Turnerfield.
Yeah, but stop bashing Turnerfield. It's not a bad field. It's actually a premier field. It's younger than freaking Dodgers Stadium.
But they're getting a new one.
Yeah, we ain't falling down. We're just beating people up in parking lots.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll just kill people in parking lots.
I'm just kidding. Then the next news is Japan beat U.S. to win the Little League World Series. Congrats to Japan.
And they beat a good Pennsylvania team.
Man, it was a great game. I enjoyed every minute of it. From Japan to come back from 10-2 and then outscore the kids from Pennsylvania 16-1 the rest of the game.
I know, it's crazy.
It was incredible.
Congrats to them. The next story is Julio Jones and the Falcons agree to extension for a 5-year, $71.25 million, $47 million guaranteed.
Gotta make that money.
Yo, Julio, let me get some.
It makes him the highest guaranteed ever to a wide receiver right
for now.
Yeah.
For right now.
Until AJ Calvin. Green comes up again.
And then Calvin will come back and
I don't think Calvin
will get another deal, but AJ is definitely.
I mean, Calvin's going to get another deal, but he's not going to get. No.
Okay, we'll see. AJ will blow it away, and then it's a cycle, man. It's just like Rodgers when he gets another contract, he's going to get. He's still the most paid, but he'll get another.
He's going to get more paid.
Right.
he's more guaranteed.
Right. The next story, and we'll love this one. I know me and Big Shot did. Kyrie Irving could be out until January. I'm going to say this real fast, and, you know, I want to move on. But, Cavs, what were you thinking about bringing him back in the playoffs anyway, especially against Atlanta, so you could have saved him for the finals? And now you don't save him. Go ahead.
I don't understand why they would even attempt to rush him back. It's the beginning of the season. You saw, and Cleveland showed you last year, that you can just bomb the first of the season and still make
but
the finals.
But aren't you upset, though, as a Cavs fan, for them playing them against the Hawks when they had the series wrapped up?
I thought it was Chicago. I thought it was stupid. I thought they should have sat him the rest of the playoffs, and only if you needed him to play him in the finals – But that's done and over with. I've let that go. I'm looking at it and saying now, hey.
Get healthy, young man. It,
let him sit as long as possible because that was the biggest reason LeBron came back to Cleveland was because he finally had a point guard that could run the floor, that could control the ball.
But then we got to place blame because Kyrie Irving, I needed to get back on the floor because I didn't want to get rusty. And then David Blatt, of course, not being a coach at all.
Yeah.
Not saying, you know what, Ree, I feel you. I respect that. But I'd rather have you as close to 100% than let's knock a little game
and
rust
this is,
off.
And this is where David Blatt and LeBron James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James gets blamed.
Has to – well, I don't know. I don't put any LeBron on James or blame on LeBron
None.
Because LeBron told Kyrie not to play. Both Kyrie and okay. LeBron said right. that. No, hey, chill. And Kyrie said, no, I have to play.
I got to okay. play. I need all to right, get this.
But right, this bro. Is where LeBron has to step up because you know David Blatt's not going to. LeBron has to go. I don't care if you got to go to his house. You go knock on that boy's door and say, hey, bro.
Down. Yeah, if LeBron would have put his arm around him and said, dude, sit out.
Yeah.
Just sit out.
You know, he can't play until he's 100% because Golden State isn't going anywhere. They're going to be back. The East is
and
still
the West,
pretty bad.
And the West has got loaded, man. San Antonio's back. We look okay, City.
Okay,
we feel
City's
like
gonna
if they're
going to
be healthy, they're there. The Clippers got a little better.
Yeah, so.
So get healthy, Kyrie.
Get healthy.
Yeah. All right. The next story is Daryl Dawkins passed away at the age of 58. Sad day for Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder, man.
To pass away.
R.I.P. Man, it sucks.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah, man.
He was Shaq before Shaq.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys, they played before I was even really born mm-hmm. and before my era, so I only know ESPN Classic.
And he was one of the first to leave high school and go straight to the pros. I mean, he was best known for just throwing it off the backboard and going up and getting it and putting it back in. That was his whole MO. No offensive game. Just give me the ball. I can throw it up there. I'll go get it.
It's like the worst time to be young and be in sports media and broadcasting, man. So many of the greats are starting to get up there in age, and I'm like.
But there's a new crop coming, man. There is a new crop coming.
I know about them, but they ain't dying anytime soon.
You never know.
moving on from that, some good news. Josina Anderson was named National NFL Insider, the first female of this role for ESPN. Congrats.
Josina.
And she's awesome at what she does, man. She is on point with her info. She gets all the inside scoops, especially after the mess that went down in Roanoke two weeks ago with the reporter and the cameraman shot on live news. So let's recognize Josina Anderson as being a great insider, first female insider to be recognized by the media branch. I love seeing her on ESPN. Keep it up, Josina.
The NFL Definitely. In general, too. Like, we had the first female referee in the preseason
and
game.
Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the NFL is
– They're trying to break down the barriers.
Yeah, that's what they
– Listen, I love it, but I want people that know how to talk sports, right? Just same for the guys. I want people that know how to talk NFL. And Josina's one of those that knows how to talk NFL.
Yeah, she can hold her own.
She don't. Well, she does her homework. Okay? There's some people, guys and girls, same. Some of them get on the shows and like, You know, they really don't do that. You could tell they don't do their homework. But Josina's one of those that do. We'll get to that one at the end. Redskins named Kirk Cousins week one starter.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
The RG3 era is officially over
in
D.C.
It should be.
Too bad for D.C. They already picked up his option for next year. That's $16.7 million. And if they decide to cut him for the 53-man roster, it's going to count like $6.2 million against the cap. So you're basically in a lose-lose situation.
It's time to move on.
It is.
You need to move on. And, you know, we'll talk about on Dummies of the Week, one of the reasons with RG3, with Twitter, another reason. Here's another one I want to talk about real fast is, I don't know if you guys heard, but yesterday the Washington NFL team exec's wife says female reporter gave BJ's to get information.
Wow.
The ESPN reporter.
Wow.
Okay. Look, let's be adults about this. There is an old saying, and we all know what it is. We don't have to repeat it. It's not who you know, it's who you.
Yeah, but this, no, let me give you the whole story before you make a decision on to hate this person.
I don't hate anybody. You do what you got to do.
The offending tweet was written by GM Scott McClellan's wife, Jessica. It was a response to a tweet by ESPN reporter Diane Rusina. Please tell us how many BJs you had to give to get this story. And did they laugh at you before or after? That's what the girl wrote to another woman.
Well, she hated. Right?
Does it sound like a little hate?
Yeah, it sounds like that's
haterade. Yep, this stuff. Is a Washington Redskins executive, by the way.
This is wife.
Yeah, this is wife. Look, I don't care who you are. You can't say that to another woman. Come
sure
on.
You can. She just did.
Women hate women.
You can't it's do an that, old fact. Especially an exec for one. If it was a Cowboys exec, he should get fired immediately for that.
Why?
For he what his wife did.
No.
What your wife does affects you.
You are, it does affect you, but we are married here.
You can't we say
are,
shit
I don't
like
I
that.
Don't care. We are all married. There are plenty of times where you have said, "Babe, it's a bad idea. Don't do this." And what she turned around and did the shit anyways.
I know, but if your wife did this for
nope,
at,
what
dude,
I'm what I'm
you,
what
would you
I
not
would
be upset?
What I would be I'd be pissed. Absolutely. But the man should not lose his job because of his wife, because you and I and Bobby know that we cannot control women. If we could,
that's
we
true.
Would be the happiest men on earth.
I am the happiest man on earth.
You're
man.
A
hey,
liar.
Tell you. No, I'm not. I'm a happy dude. I got, come on.
Well, no, yeah, I'd be pretty happy too.
We all have, the three of us are happy. All right. This guy just had another.
Because
yeah,
I'm
on.
Happy.
That's right. I'll play the song later. But no, I'm just saying, dude, you can't, there's things you can say and things you can't say. Your wife can't make comments like that. All right? Another, it doesn't matter who she is. Another woman should not say that to another woman just because she's a reporter trying to get sources.
Hey, okay? Freedom
I'm
of speech.
No, it's freedom of speech, but come on, man. I can't believe you guys ain't a little bit more upset about this.
I could care less.
I'm just saying.
Why do I care if they got women beefing on Twitter? I don't care. Say it. You know something? If I was that reporter, I'd have came back with a number. I'd have hit her with a number just to piss her off.
Well,
I'd have said four, and your husband's one of them. Boom.
I'm just saying. Mm. So you think nothing should be done against the organization?
Well, no, it's
what
not
can
the organization's
do?
Fault.
What can they do? She has a Twitter account.
Ban her from the games.
Oh, but that's, her not, from but that's not the organization. That's her. Yeah,
no,
ban her from
no,
the
that's
game,
what I'm
sure.
saying. They can do something. Ban her from all games. Anything to do
worst,
with the Redskins.
At worst, they'll make her apologize, a public
no, they
apology.
Did. They already did.
Yeah,
so,
see, there you go.
There you go.
But you know,
but I don't think. But I don't think the actual Washington Redskins organization should suffer any consequences.
No, they
the Redskins
ban,
organization
they
has suffered enough.
Right. RG3 is your punishment. The next story we're going to talk about: NFL. Tom Brady did not come to the settlement, but Big Shots got the breaking news.
Yeah. Somebody just tweeted me on Fantasy that the Brady decision was overturned. I haven't been able to pull up the story because our Wi-Fi sucks.
I confirmed
here.
It. I confirmed it with ESPN. The court ruled that Roger Goodell went too far in his punishment, and instead of lessening it, it was overturned completely. So Tom Brady will not suffer any suspension.
Good for him, and good for the NFL for losing.
So, Mr. Goodell, ha 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 ha, you lose. Again.
All I got to say is good for him. And I'm not defending Tom Brady, but good for the NFL.
You
because
cannot,
all we've talked about since January is damn deflate games.
You cannot come after a man. And I was all for Brady getting suspended. He did something wrong. But four games? Like, man, that's tough.
That is tough. I'm like, dude, if you wanted to suspend him the first 2 weeks of preseason, cool. But you can't give him the regular season. Goodell, another smudge on your face. You are going to be out real soon.
Yeah, he's got to be done, man.
Because
Robert Kraft ain't backing you no more.
They need to set up a third-party disciplinary action team that is not Goodell. All right? They don't have to do that.
I think
because he can't
that,
do any more punishments.
I think it's somebody that shouldn't be involved in football at all.
I think it should be legends that played the game at one point or another.
I don't even think it should be legends. I don't – like, because look at it this way. Okay, you say, okay, we're not going to have it to be writers, we're not going to have it to be players, executives, nothing. We're going to put a panel together okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to pay them to level or to levy suspensions on players when they break the rules, but these are people that have nothing to do with the game. Why? There is no biased opinions whatsoever. A great.
I'll be okay? All right with that.
If you take Shannon Sharpe, he was the first one that came to
my head. Maybe take one to put in that panel.
Maybe to put into perspective of what these guys do.
That's what I mean.
Just one, though, because if you take a great, okay, I don't know, let's just pull Brett Favre, okay?
Yeah.
Great quarterback. So Tom Brady gets in trouble. He's going to look out for his fellow quarterback. Wide receiver, great. He's going to look out for his fellow wide receiver. And I think it should be people who have no idea or no involvement in the NFL or in football, because they're not going to look at anything. They're not going to look at, okay, well, let's give them 4 weeks because week five they play Dallas. Or it's like, no, you did this. This is what you should get. I don't care who you playing. I don't care who you are. And I like that idea. One retired great to give that panel some perspective on what's going on so this doesn't happen again. So a Deflategate doesn't get a 4-game suspension.
Right. You need to have people that are unbiased. I agree with that. But you need to have somebody that has experience in that area.
Let's just get Roger Goodell out. Let's start a vote Roger Goodell out.
Dude,
now.
He's not going anywhere because the money that they make.
They can make the same amount of money with a different commissioner.
I will say, I think, you know, the next time his vote comes up, I think he's done. You know, and, you know, dude, I'm glad the Deflategate is over with. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm going to get back to football. And the NFL did it on purpose so they could make all this headlines after. The next story real fast, Tyrod Taylor will start for the Bills week one.
I kind of figured that's the way they were leaning anyway. I've seen enough of Matt Castle in the past 8 years to know he's not going to be the guy. And EJ Manuel, he doesn't have any faith in that locker room, so why are you going to put him out there?
So who's a bigger bust?
Well,
EJ or Trent Richardson?
Right now, you have to say Trent.
Because Trent was the number three overall pick.
Right now, you have to say Trent. EJ, I'll give him another year. But he's not been on three different teams yet in 2 years. The other note to this, Tyrod Taylor, last time he started a game, 2011. At Virginia Tech against Andrew Luck and Stanford. And who does he play again week one?
Andrew
Luck and the Colts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
A little bit of Tignet. But, yeah, Tyrod Taylor, man, come on.
Hey, I mean, he's got to sit behind Joe Flacco. He got to witness what it takes to get to a Super Bowl, how to try to lead a locker room. Give the man a chance.
Go ahead and get him on your fantasy team.
I'm staying away from any Buffalo Bill.
Even McCoy.
Josina Anderson also reported that he has a slight tear in his hamstring.
Yeah.
So be careful, McCoy drafted. You better go get Bryce Brown. You better go get the other guy to go handcuff it, Carlos Williams.
I'd take Baltimore or the Bills defense.
And the kicker, defense. Man. I take the kicker before
the
I take McCoy.
I'm even scared of Sammy Watkins. I know he's going to have his numbers, but still.
Sammy's going to be fine.
Tyrod's going to get Sammy the ball.
I don't.
He better.
Tyrod will be out week two. he'll be replaced.
Hashtag
two.
No faith.
No faith, man. No faith in Buffalo quarterbacks. We'll go right into Travel with Rocky. All right. This week, I traveled to PNC Park in Pittsburgh to have a tacho.
What's a tacho, you ask?
Tacho?
It is tater tots topped with chili, spicy nacho cheese, green onions, and sour cream.
Good Lord. How are you going to watch the rest of the game?
I don't need to.
Right?
I won't be in the bathroom the whole time.
I'm going to warn you, don't come to the bathroom after I walk out of that, after I have my tacho, because, woo.
But, man, don't it look good?
It does. I mean, look at all that chili.
I love some tachos.
Some tater tots. It's nothing better.
I'm going to Sonic when we leave.
You see what we did? All right. Moving right on to, we're going to talk about NFL preview. We're doing, real fast before we get into the AFC South preview, let's talk about the Pats and Panthers game the other night. The Pats end up winning 17-16. The Panthers in the first half was down 7-6, even though they killed the Patriots in the first half.
Dominated the first half. The defense looked really sharp. They had Brady off his game. Two Brady interceptions. I mean, one of them, Charles Tillman, did make a hell of a play to intercept the football. They were getting pressure. It's the offense that just really concerns me right now. That first team offense, who are they going to throw the football to?
I was watching a game, and I've agreed with you guys from day one that Carolina's defense was going to be significantly better than they were, and they showed that. Now, granted, we got to see where their defense goes and as they play and as we get into the regular season, but everything that I've said about that offense showed that game against New England, because New England does not have a great defense by any stretch. No. They have a average to maybe slightly over average defense. And Cam Newton had trouble. He wanted to run the ball. He didn't try. Now, granted, I understand they don't have anybody to throw it to. Now, Greg Olsen shined. He showed that he can still play at a high level, and he showed that he'll still be that scapegoat for Cam Newton. But some of the things we've been talking about over the past few weeks with Cam Newton.
He did have 28 attempts and 17 for 28, so he wasn't too bad.
Now that you guys gave the impression you had, let me tell you what I thought. Cam Newton had a great game. Let me tell you why. He was 17 and 28. He had four straight drops from Corey Brown. All right, that would
he did have a lot of drops.
He had four straight drops. He would have been 21-28.
With a touchdown.
His passes were pretty on point. He did make a couple high passes. He made a high pass to Jericho Cotri late in the second quarter. But he did have some good throws. He did. Corey Brown, let me start with Corey Brown. Corey Brown should not be your number one starter. He is a fourth slot receiver at best.
He is garbage water.
Then
please cut to show him. Who they have. Yeah.
Then we release Jarrett Boykin, who has been the best receiver in preseason games so far. We release him. But we trade for a guy from Seattle that is 6'2", that has 9 catches in 2 years of games. You know, and Kevin Norwood.
Well, at least he has catches because Corey Brown has no catches.
Yeah, Corey. Yeah,
boy couldn't catch cold butt naked in a blizzard.
Now the funny part is he caught a pass in the third quarter when he was with the second team. That tells you where he should be with the second team.
With the ninth team, he needs to be at UPS handling some boxes. Maybe not because he's going to drop that.
But I was going to say, though, you know, the big disappointment, of course, was Corey Brown. But I don't see them changing anything up. They're going to go with Corey Brown until he completely falls off the face of the earth because they did the same with Burson.
The one thing I can say is after watching that Panthers-Pats game, we were all wrong about the NFC South. Every last one of us. You were dead wrong at 13-3 or 12-4.
I'm not dead wrong. I said 9-7. He did.
Yeah, you were crazy.
Are you kidding me?
You were crazy.
All they have to do is find a receiver.
But I was wrong.
I was 12-4 when Kelvin Benjamin was healthy, and when he was healthy, look how they looked. Red zone touchdowns. Benjamin was killing it.
They still weren't going to be 12-4.
It was preseason.
They still weren't going to be 12-4.
You can't know anything preseason.
Because looking at the way Atlanta's played and the way the Saints have played, hell, even the way Tampa played a lot better this preseason.
Get out of here.
Hold on a second. It's preseason.
But that's why I said by preseason, we were all wrong. Because if
Atlanta's defense still can't stop the run.
Yeah but their offense
and they,
so
they
much
cannot
better.
Run the football.
Listen, we've done the AFC South, the NFC South predictions. All right. We are Carolina, as I was saying, the defensive line played great the other night stopping the run. Shaq Thompson looks like a great Peanut Tillman had a great play the other night for INT. The defense is playing solid, but we got to find some receivers. We got to find a rhythm. And the offensive line played great. I will say that. That's my takeaway.
It's going to be receiver by committee. They just need their receivers to make enough plays. 6-7 guys are going to have to step up for them.
Ain't going to have no 1,000-yard receiver.
Never do.
You're going to have a bunch of 500-yard receivers.
Hey, they can make up for it.
Yeah.
We need to be able to run the ball.
If there's a young receiver to go get, please go get them because you need it. And who knows with the roster cuts after this next week who will be out there. Real fast, let's get into the AFC South. We'll talk about the Colts. What you guys got the Colts? What do you have the Colts going?
12-4.
it's no question the Colts are going to win this division. They dominate. They own this division. 11-5 for the Colts, man.
All right, I'm going to say 12-4.
Yeah, so we're all pretty much in you know.
We love the Colts.
Speaking of people that we don't love or some love, the Tennessee Titans.
Well, you got team, baby.
Well, let's go with me and Bobby first.
Yeah.
I'm going 5-11 just because I think that they can get 5 wins. I just don't think they got enough talent to get more than that.
Who you got? Unfortunately, with a rookie quarterback, he's going to take his lumps playing in a more NFL system and just not having the offensive talent around him. 3-13, man.
He's got some pretty good offensive talent. It's not like he's running around with a bunch of scrubs.
He's running around with a bunch of scrubs. We don't know them.
Well, we know Kendall Wright is a bona fide receiver. Okay, Justin Hunter coming into his fourth year has really emerged. Is more than all right.
He's all right.
All right.
He's all right.
Let's not forget that he's also got one of the best pass catching tight ends in Delanie Walker. Yeah, you can look like that all you want. He was second or third in all fantasy tight ends last year.
I thought you said fantasy means nothing.
For a tight end, it does, not for a quarterback.
How can you say it means for one thing but not the other?
Because as a tight end, your points come from touchdowns and catches, whereas with a quarterback, you can throw the ball 8 times 40 yards down the field and get a bunch of really good points and still
suck. That's if you
got
bonus points.
No, still no.
I was just a little concerned watching them against Kansas City, actually looking at some real defenses, some different looks.
Yeah.
Mariota looked a little lost out there. I mean, it's going to happen because he's a rookie quarterback. He hasn't seen anything like this.
I don't know if he necessarily looked lost.
Nah, he looked.
But
he did.
He did look like a rookie quarterback.
And he's going to have games. He's going to look like a rookie quarterback. That's what he's saying.
Because he's a rookie.
Right. And Darrell Green Beckham. I got a lot of people. I even drafted him in my fantasy league because I think he's going to do something. But I think it's going to take a while to him to get.
Yeah, has he even played something this preseason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's played really well, too.
Yeah.
So, and they're going to do running back by committee, but because of that division with Houston, Indianapolis, and they have a pretty solid schedule.
They might go 1-5 in the division.
Saying all that, what do you have them going?
6-10.
What? You bite my head off. I got 5 wins and you bite my head off.
Yeah.
It's one game.
I can be harsh on my own team.
It's one game. I'm not being harsh. I was being realistic. The next team, Houston Texans. Where you guys got the Texans going?
8-8.
I said 9-7. I feel like they will be right on the cusp of maybe getting that last wild card spot. They still have the best defensive player in the league. I will not say the best player in the league because I think there's a player that's better than him in his own division that I will put ahead of him as best player in the league. But their defense is so solid, man. Demetrius Hopkins and Brian Hoyer, I think they'll have a little connection going on there.
DeAndre
Hopkins. Why do I always call that boy
Demetrius?
You call him
Demetrius every single time.
DeAndre Hopkins, Virginia Tech.
Please tell me who is better in his division.
Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said defensive player. I thought he said defensive player.
No.
I was trying to figure out.
J.J. Watt by far is the best defensive player in the league.
All right, I was trying to figure out who. I thought you said defense. My fault.
I'm actually with Houston. The biggest thing I'm interested to see if he stays healthy is how teams can bat against J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney.
That's
I am
the big
really interested
X-factor.
In see because if he stays healthy, who the hell do you double team?
I can tell you how they don't bat that is. One of them won't play all the time. It would probably be Clowney.
Well, you know Watt's going to be on the field.
Watt will be there no matter what. Wolford, will he be there a lot? I got them going 8-8 just because of quarterback play. I don't trust Hoyer. Mallett, I think, might be the starter halfway through the season if he wakes up on time.
You're talking about
– I'm just saying, if he wakes up on time.
Is with Houston – they're a quarterback away from challenging Indianapolis for this division.
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to say quarterback and another receiver. Hopkins is good. Don't get me wrong. But he's young. We don't know yet. He's like Alshon Jeffrey. Now them two are by themselves, and they're the number one options.
I just think
what they do now.
I think with their defense, which is why I gave them 8 wins, because that defense is going to keep you in games.
Right, and I got them 8 wins.
And Hoyer, with that defense, if he can't get you 8 games, there's a problem.
Hoyer ain't going to shoot you in the foot most times.
We're moving on from the Texans. What you guys got for the Jaguars?
4-12.
Same here. 4-12. I like Blake Bortles coming into his second season, but I just his
got
defense.
5-11.
Did I say 5-11?
Yep.
Well, 5-11 then. Their defensive line is in shambles. They lost their number one pick, Dante Fowler Jr. They lost another defensive lineman last week. Their offense is Robinson can't stay healthy to save his life. And the running backs, I just don't trust the running backs.
TJ Yeldon's a rookie. I'm not putting faith in a rookie.
I'm going to go 9-7, completely different, because I think Broderles will – I think he's the real thing this year. I think he gets them to nine wins.
But they don't have an offensive line.
He gets them to nine wins. I'm just saying. That's my feeling.
Don't you got to be off your ass to throw the football?
He won't be on his ass. Don't worry. Nine wins this team will get. They were in – how many – you know how many games they won last year?
What,
they were in all the games – no, five.
Oh, they won five.
But they were in all their games. Like in most of their games, they didn't get blown out. And they were in most of the games, and they lost close. They lost close games. I'm just saying, watch Broderles and his progress. And they have some good receivers.
But Jacksonville's been like that for the past 2-3 years.
Right, but I think this year they will actually get it, and I think they will be a lot better.
And the thing with Blake Broderles is he didn't play at a big-time school where he had all the offensive talent. He played at UCF, and he still made them a good product.
He's used to playing with not a lot.
Exactly.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. TJ Yeldon, I think he stays healthy. He'll be the starter. I think he's going to have a good season. I think he'll have over 1,000 yards rushing.
Maybe it's just me because I'm an offensive lineman. The game starts and stops on the offensive side.
Absolutely.
With the line.
No,
it does. When you do not have a line, you don't have an offense, and that team does not have an offense.
They don't have a good offensive line right now, but I think they will be okay.
But let's 9-7, see what they do.
9-7 isn't winning the Super Bowl. I don't say that. 8-8, 9-7 is where they'll be.
9-7 and AFC might get you in the playoffs.
In this division, this division's horrible. Okay, it's like the NFC
it's
South.
50-50.
It's horrible.
It's 50-50.
Dude, there's one dominant team in this division. That's it.
There's only one dominant team in a few divisions.
Okay, all right.
AFC East?
Yeah. Well, moving right on from the AFC
division.
South division. Here's over-under. We'll do over-under. Marcus Mariota will have 3,000 passing yards.
That's over.
Over.
I think at least 3,500, man.
All
right. If he's played 16 games.
Oh, no,
games.
Wait.
I'll say over.
Oh, no, under. No, he's going to have under 3,000 yards.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's a mobile quarterback.
Okay. Right.
He's still going to have to throw the football.
TJ Yeldon will rush for 1,000.
Under.
Under.
I'm going to say push.
Kind of got to have an offensive line to run the ball there, killer.
He'll be dude.
And that video that's out there on Facebook right now, he got blown up. Like, welcome to the NFL. Boom!
You know, actually – real quick, you know the thing that scares me about TJ Yeldon? He
went to Alabama?
Well, I hate that he went to Alabama. But I feel like he's going to give me that Chris Johnson vibe where because of his size, you're going to get a few good years out of him, but his body's going to start to break down because he is not a
But he doesn't
tackles.
Have Chris Johnson speed. When Chris Johnson was first came out,
and
he was unbelievably
that could be
fast.
Even more of a concern is TJ Yeldon. Jacksonville's going to want him to run between the tackles. He's not big enough to do that.
And then Denard Robinson is going to take carries, especially if he's hot hand.
He's not going to play. You say he's going to be injured anyway. Last year, Denard Robinson had 648 yards rushing, dude. Behind that awful offensive line. Just saying.
Well, Denard Robinson runs like 4.3. Denard can fly.
TJ Yeldon don't run 4.3.
Yeah. I know he's a running back. Andre Johnson will have 10 touchdown catches. Over.
Over.
I'll say under, man, because Luck is going to throw it to Dwayne Allen, Kobe Fleener, T.Y. Hilton still going to get most
and
of the targets.
And other tight end.
And then when Philip Dorsett comes back, he's going to get looks. And Dante Moncrief is still there.
I think it's going to be over because the one thing Luck – outside of Reggie Wayne, the one thing Luck hasn't really had is that deep threat big guy. Andre Johnson is a big target, and he can still get down the field. He's not as fast as he used to be, but
so over, under, and I'm going to say under as well. J.J. Watt scores 10 touchdowns this year.
10?
7, sorry. He scores 7 touchdowns total.
Wow.
He had five last year.
I'll still say under, man, because if they put him in on offensive side, they're going to pay attention to him this year. He'll probably have at least two, though, defensively.
I'm going to say under because they're looking for him now.
I'm going to say over. Why not, dude? Hey, you lost Owen Daniels. Who's your best Who's your best tight end?
J.J.
Watt. It's your best tight end. I'm being serious. He's your best tight end.
Is J.J. Watt going to be the reemergence of Iron Man football?
I hope so.
Play both sides.
He's a beast, man. And you see him on Hard Knocks. He's catching ball one hand.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, just some people are just amazing athletes, and he's just one of them.
You know Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien loves to put a defensive guy at the goal line situation, Mike Vrabel, you know, and throw them the ball. I'm going to say he'll get at least eight.
Speaking of the Texans, and Hard Knocks, I thought this was funny. It was a little thing on ESPN. Vince Wilfork showed up to, like, practice or something in nothing but short-style overalls and cowboy boots. It was just – like, if you look it up, it was a trip. It's funny.
Well, if you're in Texas, do what the Texans do. I guess overalls and cowboy boots rule the day.
When in Texas, do as the Cowboys.
Oh, goodness. The last one, Julius Thomas will play in 10 games this year.
Under.
He's already out for five.
Under.
Yeah, I'm going to say
no
under.
No question.
Under. All right. Well, there's our over-under. Let's go into Dummies of the Week.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week.
Do you guys have any?
I have one giant one.
All right.
And that is Mr. Dwight Howard.
Who
the hell do you think you are? First off, traveling with a firearm. It's a pistol, which is illegal to begin with. And then you have it in your carry-on. All right. I'm going to say this to Dwight Howard, and I'm going to say this to every other major league sports players. Y'all are not thugs. Y'all are not gangsters. Y'all are not Eazy-E or none of them. Y'all are professional athletes. What in the hell do you need a gun for on a plane? In first class.
And why are you flying commercial? Don't you have enough money to be flying privately? And if you are that scared for your life, why do you not have security?
Who has licenses to carry
you
a firearm?
You 6 foot 11, you got a firearm in your carry bag. If something's going to happen to you, you're not going to get to your carry-on bag in time to get the firearm out.
I'll tell you what, Howard. I am a licensed armed security officer. Come hire me. I got you. Okay? And I can legally carry my firearm.
And what's so crazy is when Dwight Howard first came to the league, he was like, oh, I am such a man of God. I want the NBA logo to be changed to the cross. And here he is, six baby mamas deep, carrying firearms, supposed to be a gangster now.
You is not a thug, bro. And I ain't never met a 7'2" thug. Not never.
Wow.
He's a thug.
Not a nail nutter.
Did you have one?
Corey Doodoo Brown's hand. Doodoo Hands Brown. The worst piece of crap ever. Please cut him.
Worse than Burson.
Who says that? Who says Doodoo Brown, bro?
Corey Doodoo Hands Brown. This guy. His face is always down and his hands ain't up.
I'm not going to lie. He did drop one that Newton hit him right over the shoulder. The one that he hit right over the shoulder that he could have walked into the end zone.
I will tell you the best part of that was him in the second half coming out. He made a catch. The whole stadium stood up and cheered.
Because they couldn't believe he caught it.
No, we all stood up. We were like clapping because he finally caught something.
Kanye West. Bro.
Bro.
You are a super producer. You make great music. Leave it alone.
You ain't the president, bro.
Thomas, people wondering if I rolled up and came before I came out. Yeah, I smoked a little something to take the edge off. We know, bro. You were tripping.
And then he's like, get ready, 2020. Don't run for president, bro.
Please.
Because I can promise you, in America, if you vote him for president, I'm gone. I'm going to Canada. I'm out.
Oh, no. I'm out. I told Bobby the other day, I heard about this, and if that happens, I'm going with you, dude, because I'm not having Miss Kardashian as our first lady. I'm not doing it.
That's all I got for Dummies, man.
All right. My first one is Amir Abdullah for tweeting out Jock Bell. Him and Jock Bell, He tweets to, "I hit you with the welcome baby shout out on IG." That's all Dula says. And Jock Bell is, "Welcome baby, you mean welcome back." And he said, "Maybe. I'm just, yeah, autocorrect messed that one up." Come on, dude. You can't be tweeting your teammate, "Welcome back.
Welcome, baby. Baby.
Sure
welcome,
you can. Baby. Sure you can. Why not? Hey, baby, welcome back. Welcome back. Who are you talking to, bro? Who's you talking to?"
Yeah. I ain't going to show you that one right now. The other one's, "Soccer player falls from stretcher on purpose to waste time."
Yeah, I don't think that's a dummy of the week. That is a team player right there.
Like, soccer players pull this stuff. Football players pull this stuff all the time,
they
man.
They are the biggest.
They will lay down on the pitch for 10 minutes to burn time.
Usain Bolt gets hit by Segway after winning the 200 meters at the World Championship.
He tried to take him out, bro.
Why was there a Segway?
The cameraman was on a Segway trying to keep up with Usain Bolt.
And Usain was walking.
Yeah, he was really walking. He was walking with the flag. And the guy came up beside him and hit him in the back.
Almost popped his ACL.
Yeah, he
That's
did.
Not cool.
That wouldn't have been cool at all. The next story, I don't know if you guys seen it, but Virginia Tech for fining football players money for different reasons.
Fining.
Like missing class by 15 minutes or not having a clean locker.
What money are they fining them? What
exactly?
That's what I'm saying. That's what we're like. Why are you fining these players that are not supposed to be getting paid?
And that, and then guess what? Go ahead and try to suspend the first player who you find money who gets arrested for stealing. Go right ahead.
I'll be like,
do.
You know what? Coach, put it on my tab because I ain't got a cent for you.
Have you forgot that these are not paid athletes?
If you're going to find them things to do to wash the coach's car
no,
or something, no. You know, if you don't find them for being
here's
late.
The thing. Did you play high school football?
Absolutely.
Did you play high school football? Now, I don't know what it was like when y'all played, but –
We're in 1980.
When we got in trouble, what happened? When you got in trouble in class, like say you were late for
class. You run sprints.
Same thing for you, right?
You fell out, yeah.
We called it, if you were late or anything like that, the teachers knew who the ball players were.
Yep.
They contacted the coach. Coach came and saw you. You got special man after practice. What happened to that? Why are we, they're still kids. Okay, they're still young adults.
Yep.
And that discipline action in high school works. Because you're teaching a child and you're teaching an athlete, oh, if you want to mess up outside of football because you think we can't get to you, you have to come see us.
Right.
That's what. Don't fine a player. You're 15 minutes late for class? Cool. You're going to give me 1,500-yard sprints in full pads.
Yep. The Virginia Tech can't be doing that. Come on. It's
That coach is losing his damn mind.
Yeah. The next one is a futsal player. Kicks opponent in neck for showboating.
Futsal player. Yeah. This little girl was wildin'.
What is futsal?
It's like a soccer indoor.
Oh, okay. All right.
But she went up and kicked her.
She Randy Orton punted her face.
Right. That's a good one.
Hey, it was
rough. That'll teach you not to showboat.
Yeah. Right.
The next one is Josh Norman of the Panthers for saying he dropped a INT during the Pats game because he was already on a Delta 747 gone.
I'm confused. Like
he said he dropped it because he was already on the plane ready to go to Jamaica.
He was in the end zone doing his dance before he intercepted the pass. Okay.
He was showboating before.
Okay. I was like, so he just wasn't interested in being at the game? Like he just
no, he just thought he was already in the end zone. Come on, dude, get your head out of your hiney and play.
Your hiney?
Yeah, well, I don't want to say the other word.
Language.
Yeah. the next one is, and I'm skipping that one, fan jumping barricade at WWE SmackDown Dark Match main event and trying to stab Dean Ambrose.
I want to see a picture of the dude that did this because you got to have balls enough to jump a barricade and go after a wrestler. Now, these are guys that you know are on steroids. Like, you know they're on steroids.
Not all of them.
And you went after, like, what if he roid raged you? How would you feel if you got beat up and then
stabbed? Or he'd have clotheslined you and your neck would have broke.
Like, real talk. Like, real talk. Dummy.
Yeah. And welcome back to my dummy of the week list, Steve Clifford. You always got a place at my dummy awards every single year.
I feel like we should just, like, at the end of every dummy of the week, Steve Clifford.
Right.
No, I'm, you know, it's not basketball season yet, but you're on my list. Steve Clifford for saying Kemba Walker and Jeremy Lin remind him of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Let me tell you how. He says in the comments that Steph Curry or Kemba can do for Jeremy what Jeremy can do for Kemba the way Klay does for Steph because how great a shooters they are. Okay, hold on a second. As I pointed out on Facebook, last year Kemba Walker was a 38% shooter. Okay. Jeremy Lin was 42%.
Not too bad.
Not 38% is not good. Okay. No. I'm sorry. 38% is not a good shooter.
But 42 is not bad.
42 is not bad. I give respect a little bit respect
to
Jeremy
Lin. Stephen Curry like 90 and what's Klay Thompson like 84?
Well, both of those guys are 50% from the three-point line.
My problem is he thinks that we have the shooters on his team that Golden State does, and we don't.
How
not
is this
even
guy
close?
A coach?
I don't know. I'm still figuring it out.
I've never paid attention.
And
I've been
a Steve Clifford fan, but after hearing that comment, man, I'm done, Steve.
Everybody's jumping now, man. It's like, dude,
jump off the ship. It is on fire.
Like to sit here and compare anybody to Stephen Curry is just unreal because Stephen Curry is being dubbed the best shooter the NBA has ever seen, ever.
The one thing they do have in common, Kemba and Steph are both on the Under Armour brand. There you go. There's your comparison.
You can't compare them no other way because Kemba's dark-skinned and Jeremy Lin's light-skinned, but both the Splash Brothers are light-skinned. So you can't even
come on.
That was a dumb comment.
It was.
But if you haven't read the whole comment, even Charlotte Reserver is like, you know, even poking at how bad that comment was because they're even bad on defense because they're undersized on defense. You know, Golden State, you know, Steph Curry and Klay are pretty good defenders. Excellent defenders.
Klay 6'7", yeah. Steph 6'3". Jeremy Lin is about 6'2". At least they're close to
Steph. Steph is excellent.
He's not excellent.
No, he's a good defender.
He's okay. He's better than Kemba Walker.
He could get better. Let's say that. He's good, but
as long as he keeps shooting like he should. Oh, I forgot to mention Robert Griffin III one more time.
Oh,
yes. His intern that runs his Instagram account like the pitcher that was bashing the Washington Redskins. Of course, Mr. Griffin comes out and says, it wasn't me, it was my intern. But I'm like, you have an intern?
Why do you have an
intern?
For an
Instagram account?
Yeah. Actually, some guys do, these celebrities do have
interns. Yeah, but he ain't all that.
You know, we have an intern. You know, we got Sarah's back again this week.
But she ain't. Instagram photos.
Is that why the studio's all?
Yeah.
Because Sarah's
back? Yeah, Sarah.
Okay.
But yes, RG3, you get on another list this week. All right, we'll move right into Sunshine, Performer of the Week. Do you guys got any performers?
Nobuyuki Kawashima. I think it is Kawashima, the kid that pitched for Japan, 5 innings, one run after the team gave up 10 runs in the first inning, came in and saved the day for them. So congratulations.
Well, I got two. My first one is Kaiser. He's one of the pitchers for Pennsylvania Little League.
Uh-huh.
The game against Texas to get to the USA Championship game. Kid fanned 13 batters in 5 innings, allowed no one run. I mean, just – and it was an unearned run at that. Like, tremendous. And then my other Sunshine Award isn't for a sports act. It is for the fan who jumped the barricade at the tennis match and danced with Novak Djokovic
and gave him
an I Love New York shirt.
That was funny.
And the fact that Djokovic and the Sunshine really, I guess, will go to Djokovic for not running away, for interacting with this fan and not being too above everybody else. Like, that's awesome. That was cool. I like that video.
Be the best tennis player in the world, comes with his perks, and that's got to be one of them.
I mean, he was a little hesitant at first, which you could understand.
I will say this again. I can laugh at it now that he did it, but people, please stop jumping on courts and getting on field.
Yeah,
you
that's dangerous.
Don't get to be there.
Yeah,
these guys are performers. Let them do it. You know, just like the wrestling, wherever else. Come on.
Yeah, you got to be smarter. Sense, you got to be smarter. It was funny, but,
yeah,
you know.
I've got a couple. Lionel Messi was named
UEFA
best player in Europe this season. Japan for winning Little League World Series. And last but not least, David Ortiz for hitting homer 494, passing Fred McGriff, the Crime Dog, and Lou Gehrig.
Aye, big puppy.
When y'all think he's going to hit 500?
Next week?
Next 2 weeks. Next season.
No, it'll
next
be this season.
I don't think he'll hit 6 home runs.
It'll be this
before
season.
The season ends for Boston.
Real fast, we'll go right into our – we're going to end the show. But, you know, ACC, NCAA football starts tonight. Real fast, who you got? UNC, South Carolina?
UNC. No, wait.
Tonight in Charlotte.
I'm going Carolina, man. Go Gamecocks.
Which one?
The Gamecocks.
Yeah, you can't just say I'm going Carolina. Like, well, you can't do that.
Well, technically it's UNC and then it's Carolina. So SC, Carolina, Gamecocks, going, the Crimson and Garnet, whatever they call themselves.
Yeah, I'm going South Carolina.
Go NC State.
No, I'm just kidding.
They're not playing. No, we are. We're playing this weekend. We got Troy.
Oh, y'all better beat Troy.
The Marcus Ware School.
Oh, you got Troy.
We got
son.
Troy. All right. Let's go into two words for you.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Jake Arrieta of the Cubs.
Great outing.
Cy Young.
Over his boy.
Maybe.
First no hitter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, first no hitter.
Julio Jones.
Get money.
This is more than two words, but show me the money.
What was I going to say? Second best receiver.
Ooh.
Behind Dez. Nah.
Ooh.
Darryl Dawkins.
Chocolate Thunder.
Greatest 76er. Well, no, you can't say greatest 76er. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, let me change it. Backboard decimator. Oh,
great dancer. Great suits. There you go. Great
suits. Sorry, I didn't get to see him play.
All right. Kirk Cousins.
Turnover machine.
How many sacks?
Replaced week 2.
Let's go, Colt.
UNC football team.
Punishment coming.
Is it basketball season?
What football team?
South Carolina football team.
Steve Spurrier.
Wins Clemson.
Maybe next year.
And last but not least, RG3.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye.
Oh, you waiting on me?
Yeah, that's the order we've been in.
RG3, I will say Cleveland Brown.
Maybe.
That's a rumor. No, maybe. That is a real rumor I've heard. Cleveland Browns. Him and Johnny in the same building.
Somebody's got to win that job sooner or later, don't they?
Go ahead.
Oh, those were my two words.
Oh, busted knee. We could do that, too. Busted knee.
I don't want to go on his knees. We know.
Glass personnel.
Oh. New intern. There you go. I'll go new intern.
Right?
All right. New intern. Sorry, RG3. New intern. All right. We're going straight into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
Anybody got one?
Let's say bon voyage to the month of August. Hello, September, and hello, NFL, college football. We are happy that you are back in our lives.
Definitely. You got anything? Anybody want to say bye to? Maybe that tater tots, that Sonic.
Yeah, I'm going to get some, B. Those is done. Done, son.
All right.
No, nothing. I don't really have any.
All right. Martavis Bryant of the Steelers was suspended for 4 games for violating the substance abuse program.
They love the weed in Pittsburgh, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's in the water.
I got to go to Pittsburgh, man.
Like, Coach T, what's going on, dog?
Yeah. Tim Beckham, former coach at Illinois Fighting Illini, got fired before a week before the season starts.
Wow.
For supposedly for trying to get players to play when they're hurt and influencing the medical staff to make them play.
Whew, if that was the case, nobody would be a coach.
Yeah.
Y'all do realize everybody does that, right? Y'all know.
Like, come on, man. How hurt are you? Really? Like, you can play.
You know that's their job, right? That's why you pay them. Just saying.
That's why you got your tuition.
Quick little tidbit.
Come on now. You ain't hurt.
Fred Jackson released by the Bills, but supposedly he's on sign with the Seahawks any day.
Are you injured or are you hurt?
If you can sit on the sideline, you can play.
You can play.
Tim Jennings released by the Bears.
Man, a lot of people want Tim Jennings.
Yep.
I hear the Buccaneers are calling him.
Hey, maybe Jacksonville's going to give him a call.
They might. A lot of teams want him.
Maybe Carolina.
No, they won't. Wes Craven passed away at age 76.
I forgot about that.
That sucks.
Maria Sharapova withdraws from the U.S. Open.
Is she her?
Yeah. Sahara Schreiber. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Girlfriend of Seth Rollins, who was in NXT, was released for having a swastika in a picture and posted it on Twitter.
What if she's Egyptian? People forget the swastika was the Egyptian sign of peace.
I know, but there's some things you can't do, and that's one of the things you can't do.
That's kind of one.
She's also the same girl that sent naked pictures to Seth when he was dating somebody else, and it got leaked out.
Who cares?
I'm like, Seth, you know how to pick them. You better leave this girl alone, man. She sounds like she got a little cray-cray with her.
A little bit of cray-cray. Anyway, they released it.
And last but not least, Charlotte Flair and Brim of TNA getting a divorce. Brim was arrested on domestic battery and false imprisonment.
And I hate to be a spoiler, but they say Charlotte Flair is about to be the new Divas champion real soon.
Steroids. Steroids, anybody?
What are you talking about?
Steroids. I mean, she is kind of cut now.
I'm talking about Brim.
I'm talking about Charlotte. You seen Charlotte?
No.
This girl is. She caught diesel, man.
like China caught diesel?
Yeah, she's close.
No, she ain't that far.
I was she's saying.
Her gun. She got them. She got the gun show, man.
All right. You guys got anything else?
As always, sports is life.
Y'all know how it is. Live life, love sports.
And you can catch us everywhere. Listen to us next week.
Side pieces.
Too dirty to clean my act up. Yeah. If you ain't dirty, you ain't here to party. Ladies, move. Gentlemen, move. Somebody ring the alarm. A fire on the roof.
Let's get dirty, that's my chance. I need that to get me off. Sweating till my clothes come off. It's as close as speakers are comfortable. I'm still comfy, 6 in the morning. Table dancing, glasses for pressure. No questions, time for some action.